Hey guys, it's your host Andrew, and welcome to my podcast. Today we are going to be talking about the Renaissance. The Renaissance was important because it ushered in many changes, mainly in European art and culture. The Renaissance is generally understood to be art, literature, and culture accumulated in the 14th to 16th centuries. And some of the important people during the Renaissance were artists, thinkers, and writers. But in order for the Renaissance to begin in Europe, Europe had to come out of the feudalist system that had existed since the fall of Rome. And today we bring our expert in, Seth, to talk about our first topic. So can you explain to me, what is feudalism?
Feudalism is a dominant social system in the medieval era in which the nobility held lands from the crown in exchange for military service and vessels, while the peasants were obliged to live in their lord's land and give them labor and share the produce naturally in exchange for military protection.
Okay, so can you explain to me a little how the Hundred Year War started?
The Hundred Year War started when the France wanted the Duchy of Gascony, but the English possessed it, and when King Philip VI of France seized the Duchy in 1337, England declared war on France.
Okay, so, you know, we had things like the Great Schism, you know, the Black Plague contributed to the end of feudalism. Can you explain to me how exactly did it help contribute to the end of feudalism?
Well, first off, we're going to talk about how the 100-year war ended feudalism, when it had 1,500 French nobles and knights died to English archers with the longbow and pike. And in the middle of this 100-year war, a great disease swept over Europe called the Black Death. The Black Death killed 75 million people in Europe, which led to a rise in labor prices and a short decline in house pricing, which made a shift in classes, meaning almost the same thing as nobles and peasants being the same thing. The Great Schism started when the Church elected two popes. And both popes dating the other one pope from Rome, which England supported, and one pope from Italy, which France supported, which then led to more conflict, and then the church had to step in, removing both popes and electing a new pope, but this led to the decline in church power, which led to the Protestant Reformation.
All right, good. So speaking about, you know, the Protestant Reformation, we got our second expert here to talk about it. And so, you know, now we're going to talk about a little thing called the Protestant Reformation. You ever heard of it? Anyways, so take it away, Caleb.
Well, starting in the Middle Ages, one of the bigger reasons it started was what the church was doing.
So can you tell me, what was this church doing?
The church was selling little things called indulgences.
What are indulgences?
Indulgences are these items that would pardon you from any punishment from sin.
Okay, but doesn't that seem a little corrupt?
Yes, and you aren't the only person to think that. Really, a lot of people thought of this. And one of them was a man named Martin Luther.
Who was Martin Luther?
Luther wasn't the MLK Jr. some may be thinking of. But it is where he got his name. Now back to the point. Luther was a German monk, which after some time, he became frustrated with the church and posted his 95 theses.
So can you explain to me what this 95 theses is?
They were statements to the church, or Luther's problems with the church.
So I was reading up on this before the podcast. It was about something called the Counter-Reformation.
Thank you for bringing that up.
No problem.
It was a move made by the church to stop the growth of the Protestant movement.
So, what was this movement?
First, the people who were part of the movement were called Protestants. These were the people who followed the teachings of Luther, Lutherism.
Okay. Sounds like, you know, a quite hard name to pronounce. So,
here's one of the reasons the movement grew so much. Many of the German priests became Protestant so they could get the land back from the church. And at around 1520, a war started between the two religions, which ended up releasing power from the church. Now, because of this, economies grew all across the nation, Europe, and because of no more church taxes.
Okay. Thank you, Caleb. So, now we're just going to be talking about the Renaissance in general, you know, and here to talk about that is Ryan. So, yeah. So, can you tell us what was the Renaissance and where and why did it begin?
What the Renaissance was, in literal terms, was essentially the rebirth of Italy during the 1400s. It was basically a period of cultural appropriation in which people took interest in the learning of classical civilizations, civilizations like that of the Greeks and Romans. Being Italy as a major trading hub on the Mediterranean, as well because of the Silk Road, it gave opportunity to spread ideas, ideas that would influence the Renaissance. In short, trade inspired the Renaissance, and the Renaissance was a period in which intellectual and artistic creativity flourished, though there was a downside, however.
And so what is this downside you speak of?
The downside, in this case for the church, was the rise of secularism. Secularism is the rejection of religion, which grew in popularity as a favorite topic during the period. People strayed away from the religion and focused their attention upon reality in the real world. Non-religious writing became very popular, and the church began to be criticized, though the church fought back against these scholars, writers, artists, scientists, etc.
Speaking about artists, why don't you tell me a little about them?
Well, the art field during the Renaissance grew exponentially. The topic of realism surfaced in the art world as the introduction of perspective and shattering in art into artwork. Artists like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo rose to fame during this period.
So, Ryan, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the science field, maybe?
Well, in the science field as well, there were major strides. For example, as taught by the church, it was thought that the Earth was the center of the universe. Later on, a scientist named Nicholas Copernicus concluded that the Earth orbited around the sun, and that, in fact, the Earth was not the center of the universe. Another scientist named Galileo Galilei furthered upon this idea, but along with these advancements came a lot of inventions.
So, what kind of inventions?
One major invention that changed the printing landscape forever was the printing press. Replacing block printing, the printing press was movable type with interchangeable metal letters in a frame as such. The creator is one Johann Gutenberg, whose invention greatly increased the speed of printing, which aided in the mass production of books. This encouraged the spread of new ideas, and with the surplus of books, more people began to learn how to read and write. And that pretty much sums up the Renaissance. It had a major role in history.
Alright, thank you all for coming. This has been our podcast, and yeah, you guys should tune in for another time. And yeah, we're done.